Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is, the Holy Spirit helps us with our daily problems and prayer. Romans 8, by faith, the Holy Spirit helps us with our daily problems and in our praying. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feeling that it cannot be expressed in words. The Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying as he pleads for us in harmony with God's own will. Friends, I'm so glad that you're joining with me today to read the Word of God. The Word of God is not a book. The Word of God is a sword. That means that we have the ability to use this word, the sword, to come against every evil thing that comes against us. Nothing is impossible for God, but he really wants us to use his word. You know that Jesus used the word when he went up into the mountain and the devil came to test him about his dedication to God. And because Jesus used the word of God in every situation, he didn't use his own words. And does that mean that you can paraphrase the word and say it, speak it out? But with faith, when we use the Word of God, we will get a better outcome. I hope you agree with me. Well, today we're reading about the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit helps us. God gave the Holy Spirit to us for a reason, because Jesus said before he went back to heaven, he said, I will not leave you without comfort. I will not leave you alone. The Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit will direct you. The Holy Spirit will tell you things about what he hears from heaven. Whatever Jesus says, he is obligated to share it with us. Why? Because we are Jesus' disciple. When he say something, the Holy Spirit will tell it to us. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will teach us. The Holy Spirit will bring into remembrance what Jesus said. He is not going to say anything against Jesus that he did not say. So for that reason, we can utilize the Word of God. We have many ways to overcome, to be able to survive, to be able to come against the enemy who is always trying to get us. What is the enemy trying to do? Trying to confuse us, trying to not to that we would not have faith in the blood of Jesus or Jesus' word. He always comes against God's word. And he do that in the Garden of Eden? He went to Eve and he deceived her because he didn't tell her the whole truth. He only said a little portion of the scripture, and she believed it. And so today, let us trust in the word of God. And having chosen us, Jesus has called us to come to him, and he has declared us not guilty. You know we're guilty. You know we may make errors. You know sometimes we sin. Sometimes we don't understand, and sometimes we're rebellious. But he has already declared us not guilty. Can you imagine that? I cannot sometimes fathom the greatness and the love of Christ for us, that even before we knew him, he has declared us not guilty. But we have to accept Jesus, what he says. He is telling us the truth. What can we ever say to such wonderful things as these? If God is on our side, who can be against us? If God is declaring us not guilty and say, you're guilty, you remember this, you remember that, you still didn't change, you're still rebellious. I mean, he accuses us day and night. But Jesus said, he has declared us not guilty. Why? Because he's not depending on us to live, be perfect. He has already paid the price for our sins. And we are free to serve him with all our heart, soul, and mind. If God is on our side, who can be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son for us, won't he surely give us everything else? God is the one who has forgiven us and given us this right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? Will Christ? No. For he is the one who died for us and is sitting at the place of highest honor next to God, pleading for us there in heaven. Who then can ever keep Christ's love from us? When we have trouble or calamity, when we are hunted down or destroyed, it is because he doesn't love us anymore? No. If we are hungry or penniless or in danger or threatened with death, has God deserted us? No. For the scripture says we are like sheep awaiting slaughter. Overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who died for us. I am convinced, friends, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor the powers of hell. Our fears, our worries, or our deepest ocean cannot separate us from the love of Christ. Friends, nothing can separate us from the love of God. A lot of people say, I feel like God deserted me. No, he didn't. You walked away from God. You have to come back and say, Lord, forgive me. When David sinned, he went straight to the temple. And he got before God and he wouldn't leave until God would forgive him. And he did. When he got there, did he pay a price? Yes, he did. But God still forgave him and honored him. And even in the Word of God, he says how David had a heart after his own heart. And that's how he looks at us. We make mistakes, we come back, we repent, and then we walk again with God and stay faithful to him. Our fears, our worries, or the deepest ocean cannot separate us from the love of God. Friends, nothing can separate us from God's love. 1 John 4:10-12 says, Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. If God so loved us, we should also love one another. If we love one another, God lives in us and his love is perfected in us. Friends, do you believe this word, the word of God, what God is saying in his own words? He's saying, you have been forgiven. You say, well, I still have a lot of things in my heart. Fine. God will remove every stone in your heart. He will remove every secret in your heart and bring it out to light and then wipe it away. If he can do that for, he can do that for anyone who calls upon his name. But you know what his name is? Jesus. Jesus is the only way to get to the Father. If you believe this message, would you say this prayer with me? Would you accept him as your Savior and receive that not guilty plea? Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Lord, show me the way, Father God. I don't understand your love, Lord, but I know that your word is true, and I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Help me to walk with you and trust in you, even though people let me down. I'm trusting you will never let me down. And Lord, I thank you right now for writing my name in heaven. I thank you for saving me, for dying for me on the cross. And Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus. And Lord, I thank you today, Father God, for removing all my sins and giving me a new life in Christ Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. And Father God, if I have sinned against other people, I ask them to forgive me right now. And anyone that have hurt me, I forgive them right now, just as you have forgiven me. And Lord, I thank you today. I give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, if you said this message, said this prayer and you really meant it, would you let me know? I would love to know. And I would love to help you to grow in God. And Lord, I thank you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said, amen and amen.